Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
And now we're going to take a trip to Concord, Massachusetts, where an exhibit recently opened at the Lacoste Gallery in Concord Center that's attracting an out-of-the-ordinary audience, canine visitors.
People come by walking their dogs through town all the time, and they just stop at the window, and they see the dogs, and they come in. And what is fascinating for me to watch is the reaction of the dogs, because the dogs think that they're real. But then they trust their sense of smell much more than their eyes. And they'll take a sniff and they'll go, oh, no.
That's Ronnie Gould, a sculptor from Bedford, Massachusetts, talking about her new show at the Lacoste Gallery. It's called All Dogs because it's just that, an exhibit consisting entirely of ceramic dogs.
I made a trip to the gallery this week to get a tour of the show from Ronnie Gould, who told me that her animal artworks are very close to her heart.
A lot of these dogs that are here are dogs that have either been in my life or are in my life now.
These are modeled after real animals.
Right. The essence of those dogs, the emotional feeling that I get from those dogs. Like the beagle over here is from a dog that lives down the street from me that my dogs love to visit every evening and go run around in his yard. And he gives you that look of come play with me. Don't pet me, but come play with me. So that's him. The dog in the window, the West Highland White Terrier, I had a Westie for about 15, 16 years, adored that dog, great little dog. The Fox Terrier that's standing next to him was my very first dog as a child, and the minute you just crack open the front door, she was gone and running down the street. So this dog, I decided to have her just stand still, paying attention.
You also have some dogs in great poses. There's one here scratching behind its ear. It looks like another beagle.
It is. Some of these dogs are portraits of dogs, but also I wanted to bring you into dog world, and that is dog world. That
How
is a dog moment.
A typical
yes.
characteristic.
Yes, taking a moment and they're scratching their ear, or the dogs on the back wall that are playing frisbee, just asking you to come into their world. So they're off the ground and flying and playful.
And that's displayed really nicely because they're literally on the wall, so they look like they're in mid-leap, mid-air.
It looks fabulous.
And then there's a, what is it, a bulldog that almost looks like a gremlin?
Yeah, that's a French bulldog. A French bulldog, and they come in so many different colors.
For some of the smaller breeds, they almost look life-size. But then there are things like, you know, the shepherd, obviously it's smaller. The German shepherd is not as big as in real life.
Right. They're all about two-thirds the size of a real dog. The Chihuahua is probably close to size. Chihuahua descending stairs. You know, that's another real dog moment.
Uh-huh.
But for me, it's very often about the eyes with a dog, with any animal.
Capturing the...
The soul. They look at you. They just have their personality. Dogs, I always feel like, are the only creature on earth that ever chose to live with people. And
voluntarily,
you know,
or at least seemingly happily.
Yeah, I mean, cats let us perhaps live with them, but dogs really want to be with us, and they're always watching. If you own a dog, you know they're always looking at you. They're waiting for that next moment, and that's what I try to capture in a lot of these. This one here is the wolf, which is the beginning of all of our dogs.
Head thrown back, howling.
Howling, the wonderful spirit that dogs have. In that howling moment. So that was kind of exciting to get him in there.
Do you think you have to be a dog person to appreciate this exhibit?
I tried to do these pieces so that you don't have to be a dog person. I am hoping that it appeals to people also on an artistic level, and not that it has to grab your heart because you are a dog person, but that perhaps they just love the piece for what the piece is.
Is there one you did that you had particular fun with, or was a real challenge trying to capture a look or emotion?
I can't say anyone was easier or more joyful because, in truth, when I finally start sculpting the face, for me that's where the personality really comes out, that becomes very precious to me, and all of a sudden this personality of these dogs start to come out.
Do you have a personal favorite in the gallery?
A personal favorite? Oh, that's really hard to say. You know, each one has a different element about it that I'm really happy about. You know, from the Dalmatian with the way the spots work, and to the King Cavalier, to, you know, the ears and the spaniel over here with the texture and the standing on three legs, you know, each one is had something that just made me very happy. So I can't say, sorry, guys, no favorites. I love you all. It's like a mother with a bunch of kids, you know? You're not going to pick a favorite. You got to love them all.
Right, don't ask them to choose.
Right.
Ronnie, thank you very much for the tour.
Thank you so much. It's a great pleasure.
I love my dog as much as I love you. But you may think my dog will always come through.
That's Bedford, Massachusetts artist Ronnie Gould, whose exhibit All Dogs is on display at the Lacoste Gallery in downtown Concord through June 21st.
Really sweet, Sasha. Sounds like she really gets dogs.
She does. She definitely does.
All right. That's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.